T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Twins tonight, Max, it was interesting. Jimmy was talking, and I missed this part as I was listening to the game, which I did, but Michael Pineda was having a great game, and suddenly after really rolling along, he heard those sirens at 145, and the game stopped for a couple of minutes, and he came back and walked the next guy.
It was crazy. Just in of all days, they're going to test the sirens, of course, and luckily I had heard you say it in the morning, yesterday morning, that they were testing the sirens because we're all on such high alert right now. And I was walking in downtown Minneapolis when they went off yesterday, and man, did that get the attention of some people, you know, looking at each other and going, what is that? And, you know, what, is there a siren for, you know, civil unrest, whatever? And it was a little jarring and alarming, I think, for many, given that where we're at right now, they didn't know it was a test. But Pineda did pass the test. He was very good yesterday, despite the 7 innings and 2 hits. And one of them was just a little infield hit. And he really had command of the strike zone. And what's unusual about the Twins not being 500 and having that 5-game losing streak is they have had good starting pitching. And you know, generally speaking, that's where you go first if you're in a slump. But they've had good starting pitching, just a couple of innings, really, this season that have been bad. Barrios the other day, and, you know, there have been a couple innings like that. But their bullpen, we're not quite sure of right now. And the ability to get hits with runners in scoring position, which can be negated by a lot of home runs. And they haven't hit a lot of home runs yet. They've hit some, but they haven't hit a lot of home runs. It hasn't been the Bomba squad yet. Maybe when that air gets warm and humidity comes in here, it'll change. But it's been different this year for this team. But there's a lot of hope on the horizon if they get everybody healthy here. They got a good lineup, good starting pitching, and then if you can configure that bullpen, you're still fine.
Yeah, defense once in a while doesn't a little iffy at times too this time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, and some of that is, you know, Polanco goes to second base, and Andrelton Simmons now, and he's terrific fielder, man. He can pick it up, as they say. And he's so now you've got, you know, you look at last year to this year. Well, Donaldson was at third base last year. He's hardly played this year. Shortstop was Polanco. He's now playing second base, some shortstop. Second base, he had a rise. Everything's different on that side of the infield. That's a lot of people that are different playing those spots. I think they'll be fine there because I think Simmons will solidify it. And if Donaldson gets healthy, he's just fine there. And Polanco looks like he can play second base. A lot of people thought that was more his natural position. But you see some things, and they've had a couple of games where those have been really glaring mistakes, defensive plays that they've made. And, even Kent Mejita the other day threw one in the left field, which is uncharacteristic of him. But there have been some fundamentals that have been missed there early in this year. They should be able to work out, but it hasn't been great. It's just been okay.
Late game tonight against the Angels out on the West Coast here on WCCO Radio, the home of the Minnesota Twins. Maxie scarves up tonight.
Scarves up. Here we go. You mean the Loons?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, out in Seattle, and Reynoso, round two, man, he was exciting last year. And, of course, they play the Sounders, who ended their season with a 3-goal barrage at the end there last year when it looked like they could be destined for a shot in the finals. But they did a great job last year of maintaining their place in the market after, you know, they'd built the stadium and they had the playoff game and sold out against LA and all that stuff. And then last year, of course, hit by COVID. But I thought they saved the season with their run in the playoffs by keeping themselves significant and by Reynoso emerging as a superstar, you know, potential superstar in this market. So they opened with the Sounders tonight. They just had the strangest schedule because I was looking at that yesterday. You know, it starts now and it ends in October. You know, it's incredible how long they go, and then the playoffs go into, you know, November and December, maybe even touch December. It's a long season, and we are learning about how they, you know, move players around and sell players and loan players and all those things. But after all that's said and done, I think they've got a pretty good team. I mean, what you hear from Adrian Heath and Chris Wright and the lot is, yeah, I think they've got a team that's, you know, they take another step from last year and they're knocking on the door. So if they could get that thing going in the summer where fans can come out and whatnot, they will have a very good summer here. Because people are really anxious to go over there. I was just over there the other night. We were, you know, covering the what we thought might be the unrest in the Midway area, and we were right by Allianz Stadium. And I haven't been there for so long, but it is just a beacon of light. It's just a beautiful structure there, with the lighting and everything else. That bowl shape over there, right off of 94, and as we pulled into that parking lot, you're just like, you almost kind of forgot about this. But that's something mm-hmm. that fans got to look forward to this summer. And when it gets nice, that should be a fun ride.
Yeah, that Johnny Tommy game there was fantastic. Just
wasn't that
ago.
Perfect?
Couldn't have been a better facility.
And it turns out, of course, that's the last time they'll play, at least for the foreseeable future. So, I mean, that setting was just, and I know they don't want to play a lot of football games there because of the condition of the grounds and all that stuff. But, boy, talk about the perfect stadium for that venue that day.
Okay, what a day. Hey, the other thing I would bring up, and you brought this up a few weeks ago already now, but I see Parker Fox, the kid from Montemita who was playing over at Northern, did commit to the Gophers.
Yeah, he went there, and he's a high-energy, confident, use that word, confident young man that probably believes that he should have, was overlooked, you know, the first time through. His game flourished. You almost have to look at, with all the transfers going on, it's a little bit like getting kids from junior colleges. Used to be the junior colleges where you go get all these players, and now it's like they're going and they're playing wherever they want to play, and they're trying to play their way up to the Big Ten. And whatever league they're in, whether it's North Dakota or Lafayette or Northern State, they're playing for a shot, and it's very similar to kids now. Just instead of going to junior colleges, they're going to whatever college give them a scholarship, and then they got nothing to lose. If it doesn't work, they stay there. If it does work, they can move themselves up. And obviously, this is an opportunity that he couldn't pass up.
Hey, before you go, do you think that mask mandate for the outdoor activities for high school sports will be lifted this spring?
I do. We seem to keep making progress. And when you just look at, and I was watching a practice just the other day outside of baseball practice, and you just look at how far away these kids are. You look at their the percentage of incidents that they have, and it just looks to me like that is a natural step. I don't see what would hold that back, especially when you've got, you know, just about all the coaches. Well, probably all of them, spring coaches will be vaccinated. The umpires will be vaccinated. Maybe not all the kids, but it sure seems to me like we've come far enough that would be a real easy thing for them to do.
Yeah, well, they're talking about it now, so we'll find out more. In the meantime, Max, you have a great weekend. I'll look forward to hearing you again, of course, and seeing you on Channel 4 as well. Stay out of trouble.
You bet. You too, Dave. Thank you.
He is a great Mike Max here on WCCO Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.